Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for May 16th, 2024. Thursday of the 7th week of Easter. God's Eternal Love. From the Gospel of John, chapter 17. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Introductory Prayer. Lord, I believe in you and all that you have revealed for our salvation. I hope in you because of your overflowing mercy. Every single act of yours on this earth demonstrated your love for us. Your ascent into heaven before the eyes of the apostles inspires my hope of one day joining you there. I love you and wish you to be the center of my life. Petition. Lord, increase my faith in your love. First reflection. Who is God? In his first epistle, John tells us that God is love. Before the foundation of the world, the Father loved the Son. Within the Trinity, there is a perfect sharing of life and love. Even after the incarnation, Jesus remained in his Father's love. At Christ's baptism, the Father spoke of his love for his Son. This is my beloved Son. At the Transfiguration, he repeated this sign of love. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. These moments manifest God's inner life. Second reflection, a share in his life. God created us to share in the loving relationship of the Trinity. The Father's plan is to love us, to bring us into Trinitarian love. He wants to love us in his Son with the Father's eternal love. If we could catch a mere glimpse of the reality of this love, it would transform our lives. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world. Love is at the heart of the universe. Third reflection, sharing in God's love. God is love, and if he is in us, he is as love. God pours his love, himself, into our hearts. As he shares his life, he shares his love. This is the love that he wants us to give to others. Jesus gave his disciples the love he had received from his Father and sent them forth to continue his work of sharing that love with all of humanity. Think of the people today who are lonely and lost, starving for love and attention. They have no clue that God loves them with an eternal love, or that he has loved them intimately, deeply, and perfectly from all eternity. They do not know that this love has given them life and maintains them in existence. People need to hear the good news of God's love. This is our mission. Conversation with Christ. Jesus, help me to share your love with those around me. don't allow me to remain focused just on myself and the circumstances in my life. I need you. I need your love, as do so many others. I need to love in order to give myself to your work. But I also need your constant help and support. Resolution. I will let someone know that God loves them.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.